This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Hey, without wasting any more of his time, Glenn Kessler joins us on the long line from MediaCurves.org, where he is co-founder and managing partner of HCD Research. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm fine, thanks.
Very happy New Year to you. I don't think we've spoken in this New Year yet. Happy New Year.
No, we haven't. And it's been, all I can say about it, it's been really cold up in New Jersey, and I've been traveling to Boston, and it's not been a pleasant New Year's from that standpoint.
Oh, goodness gracious. How was your holidays, Glenn?
It was very good. I hung around home, had a fireplace on, and I just sat around. And to me, that's a good holiday.
Yeah.
Go anywhere.
Amen, brother. I mean, those are the best, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
We got a Wii for Christmas, so we were just doing Tiger Woods golf and bowling every day. Just hanging out in the living room, you know, just playing the video games.
Well, I just found it. I took that week and decided to just space out watching television with a fire, and had my kids around and my grandchild, and it was very nice.
Wonderful.
It just didn't put me in the mood to come back to this craziness.
And it is crazy. We want to talk a little bit about that crazy and some of the things that you have discovered. And we want to remind folks again, the website is MediaCurves.com. And before we talk about some of the very latest studies, Glenn, remind us, what is MediaCurves.com?
Well, it's an outgrowth of a business. Our company is called HCD Research, and we do a lot of testing of communications. And so we develop media curves for a couple of reasons. One, it gets us an opportunity to speak on radio shows like yours, and it gets attention to our methodology. But basically, we're going out to large samples of people, and we're testing media and using the same methodologies that we use to test television commercials and print advertisements in the world of commerce. And so we'll take media events that people are talking about, and using quantitative samples, we'll go out to large numbers of people and ask them questions and create automated response curves. So if you look at our website, you can see second by second whether people think that something is believable or not believable. Today we have something that we just put up minutes ago, Ann Coulter on The View. And it's an opportunity for your listeners can see what people thought of her and what things did she say resonated and what things she said didn't resonate.
And this is reactions in real time. And for folks who don't know exactly what we're talking about, you watch the video of this event, and over the top of it, you can see the line going up and down, and you know, where as people react to what they're hearing and seeing.
Yeah, yes. And for those who watched some of the election coverage with CNN, CNN used something like that with like 20 or 30 people in the studio. We're using anywhere between 300 and thousands, depending on what the objective is. And so you can see how different segments of the population are responding to some sort of stimuli. In this case, it would be somebody on television,
right,
or
right.
Television commercial, or as we're going to talk about in a minute, we measured people's impressions of President Obama's speech.
And what's so cool about it, we're talking with Glenn Kessler of MediaCurves.com. What I think is so cool is anybody at any time can go to your website and participate in these studies.
Yes, and actually, you get paid.
And even better.
Are very entertaining. So we develop a panel, and we pay people to participate in some very serious and some not serious studies. For example, last year Fox carried the Super Bowl, and we tested all the Super Bowl ads for them. And so at 6:30 in the morning, 7 in the morning, I go on Fox Morning Show and announce the winning Super Bowl ad. This year, NBC is covering it, and we're going to be Fox is still going to be using our stuff. You get paid to evaluate these commercials and, again, speeches. If something weird happens in the news, like a star makes, think about Michael Richards, the famous cell phone video that someone
did a few years
ago. That's the kind of thing we test. We're testing people's perceptions. Do you think that he was really racist, or do you think he was drunk, or what do you think?
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do is find out how people, right after an event happens, how they perceive it, and not depend on media pundits at night on the cable stations to tell people how they think.
I love
that.
That's
the objective.
I love that. We're talking with Glenn Kessler of MediaCurves.com. By any chance, do you remember the results of the Michael Richards study?
No, I don't. But the best one we did, one of the best ones we've done, and it's right on the front page of MediaCurves.com, is Paris Hilton. 2 days after she left jail, she was on Larry King. And if you want to laugh, look at that video, because we're measuring how men and women perceived her, a large sample. And second by second, you can see when she makes a statement how basically she found religion. You see the believability curves plummet. When she says that she never took any drugs, the believability curves plummet. And whenever I show this stuff in a lot of colleges, and I always get roars of laughter when they see Paris Hilton. First of all, college kids are interested in Paris Hilton. And secondly, when they see that America didn't believe some of her comments, it's always a big laugh.
Glenn Kessler is with MediaCurves.com. Let's talk about some of the most recent studies, and beginning with the inauguration speech yesterday.
Yes. This was just a background on methodology. We went out to 4,200 people over the weekend, and we asked them questions and grouped them by political party. And we asked whether they thought that the would there be improvements in some of the main issues we're concerned with. And so we looked at condition of the U.S. economy, issues of energy supply and creation, educational system, health care, and Iraq war. And we asked them if they thought, before they saw the speech, will things be worse? Will they remain the same? Will they improve? Or are people not sure? And then 5 minutes before the speech ended, when we predicted it would end, we went out to the same 4,200 people, and we asked them the same exact questions, except we then added something that tests emotion. It's an emotional battery, a number of questions that allows us to determine the emotions that people felt when they saw the speech. And if you'd like, I can go over some of the sort of top-line results.
Yeah, let's find out how America reacted yesterday.
All right. Well, again, this is before they heard the spin on TV. So if you were, I don't know, maybe it ended at 12:25 yesterday afternoon. So if you were on our panel, you may have received these questions at 12:26. And what you were feeling at the time is how you'd respond. And basically, starting out, we saw that we asked a lot of questions about attributes about Obama. So we wanted to know, do you think he's hardworking? Do you think he's honest? Do you think he's concerned about people like me? Will he fight for change? Does he represent my values? Is he not tied to special interests? Is he accountable? And lastly, is he firm and consistent in his views? Before seeing the speech, the most interesting group would be the Republicans. Democrats loved him. Independents sort of loved him. Registered Republicans on certain issues didn't love him. So you could have a positive or a negative rating. And I'll tell you where he was negative before they saw the speech and how it changed. On honesty, 4% disagreed with the statement that he was honest. 9% disagreed with the statement that he was concerned with people like me. Again, these are Republicans. 22% disagreed that he represented their values. 26% disagreed that he was not tied to special interests, and 8% didn't think he was firm and consistent in his views. Now, again, back to honesty and Republicans. Before this, 4% disagreed, and it basically, a lot of people were neutral on it. It went to 9% agreed. So you have a movement. People became positive on the issue of honesty. They were neutral from 9% disagreeing. Those people were now neutral, all of them, about concerned about people like me. So among some of the registered Republicans who had negative feelings about him, in honest related to honesty and being concerned about people like me, his perception improved. Dramatic improvement in representing my values, and I was very interested in that speech on how he viewed some of the issues that maybe you could call morality or religion, maybe Rick Warren, maybe some Republicans who felt that Obama's values weren't like him, we saw a very reasonable change. There was still negativity, but it was reduced dramatically. And in terms of special interests, surprisingly, that was the area where, I don't know, maybe not surprisingly, Republicans were the most negative on him, and they were still quite negative afterwards. But there was some positive movement. And finally, among Republicans, his views on being firm, their views, considering him firm and consistent, went from a modest negative to a modest positive. So among Republicans, the speech helped them. They were just more open to him on a lot of issues for which they were negative before seeing the speech. It's not worth talking much about Democrats and independents because many of them were very positive to him before,
yeah,
and they were all somewhat more after.
We're talking with Glenn Kessler of MediaCurves.com. You also did a study about Pastor Rick Warren as the invocation speaker.
Yes, we did. And there we were trying to determine people's perception, again, by party. We wanted to find out, you know, how they viewed him. You know, is his perception, will he have a positive impact or will he have a negative impact? And we asked a number of other questions, and I'll just go over a few.
Was this after?
This was before.
Before.
This was right when we heard that he was going to do this. Before the media beat it up, we wanted to test people's feelings. And one of the questions we asked, it was, indicate how supportive you think Barack Obama is of gay rights. And they were using a scale of 1 to 7. And before seeing the video of Rick Warren, who may be suggestive of somebody who is not as supportive of gay rights, we saw that there was a, on out of a 7-point scale, 4.9, or, you know, rounding it up, a 5-point scale, that Obama is supportive of gay rights. After seeing it, we see a modest decline of 4.5. So in terms of how it impacted Obama, the idea of Rick Warren giving this presentation or giving this invocation, it had a very slight change. When asked, how supportive are you of gay rights? They watched a video of Rick Warren making comments, not necessarily positive, about gay marriage. There was no change. So those who saw, before seeing the video, if you ask them how supportive they were 4.6 on a scale of 7. And that was an equal number of Democrats, equal number of Republicans, and equal number of independents. After viewing Rick Warren, asking them how supportive of you, it was the exact same number. Rick Warren had no influence on them pre-post related to gay rights.
Interesting. Hey, Glenn, what was your take on his invocation? I personally thought he did a fine job. I thought it was really good.
I thought so. You know, the only thing, and this is picking at something, and that was compared to other ones I've seen, it was a little bit more, Christian. Usually when I've seen these things, there is nothing excerpted or little excerpted. It's usually a general prayer. And without, and because Obama talked about, we live in a Hindu, Jewish, Muslim, Christian country. He said that.
Yeah.
Not in those terms. And Rick Warren was a, and he is, a Protestant preacher. And his, I thought his comments were, as they should, maybe should be, along a little bit more than I've seen in the past. And I know often you'll see a priest in a public invocation will be very, very religion neutral. And I sensed that he wasn't, which for the vast majority of Americans were probably very comfortable. It's possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Jewish, Hindus, and Muslims may have heard that. I'm Jewish. And so I was sensitive to it, and I noticed it. And I thought, that's different than other ones I've heard.
It definitely
not bothered by it, but... You know,
it definitely was different. And I was sitting there thinking, I wonder if he's going to, in Jesus' name and stuff. And boy, did he. In lots of ways, you can say Jesus.
Yes.
Very interesting.
You know what? That's an interest to me because we do a lot of studies related to a religion. And I'd be interested in doing a pre-post on that and seeing if people of religions other than Christianity had a positive or negative response. But that would also be very controversial, and so I may stay away from that one.
Glenn Kessler is co-founder and managing partner at HCD Research, which oversees MediaCurves.com. And the last study that you did, one of your most recent ones we want to talk about, regards the conflict in the Middle East most recently between Israel and Hamas.
Yes, and this one caused a little bit of controversy. Actually, it caused controversy among people that I know who have strong positions on either side. And basically what we did was we took a media piece that we had seen on maybe CNN or Fox, and it was the foreign minister of Israel, Livni, and a representative of the Palestinian Authority, and they debated side by side their positions on this. And our objective was to determine whether if you put the two stories together on why this conflict has happened and watched it, would people's opinions change pre versus post? After viewing the video, if they were more supportive of Palestinians, were they more or less after seeing it? And basically, what we found from this was that Livni actually had a significant impact on people who may have been more supportive of Palestinians before viewing the video. It's a very controversial issue. I heard from a minister that I know who's a childhood friend, who is active in some of the work we do, who's very supportive of the Palestinians, who said that the reason was, if you look at the video on your website, that Livni looks and speaks like a European, the Palestinian doesn't. And this started on our website some controversy, and you'll see back and forth among people, including myself. Your listeners can decide for themselves. You have content. Each of them are saying something about this event, and if you look at the data, you can see that Livni, the Israeli, apparently her views trumped the views of the Palestinian on whose fault it is. And it's one of the more interesting ones we've done recently.
Yeah, yeah. Glenn Kessler is with MediaCurves.com. Remind us again about what's going on with the Super Bowl and how folks can participate.
Okay. We're testing all the Super Bowl ads. So you watch the Super Bowl a few minutes before it's over. If you join our panel and we select you, you'll get paid a few dollars to participate in a study. We'll show you a few of the ads. We'll ask you questions about them, ask you to move your mouse back and forth so we can measure second by second your interest level. And then it will be in the news. You'll probably see it on TV stations. It'll be talked about on the radio. Hopefully, Coy, you'll ask me to come on, and I'll tell you why the winning ad was the winning ad. And it's interesting stuff. Go to MediaCurves.com, look in the top right. You'll see a green spot that says join our panel, and you get paid to have fun.
There it is, MediaCurves.com. Make sure it's part of your Super Bowl weekend. Glenn, thank you so much, and we'll definitely touch base with you after the big game and find out what was the best commercials.
Anytime.
Absolutely. Glenn Kessler of MediaCurves.com.
This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.